Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hosky. So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
And then my girlfriend said, "You don't love me." I said, "Of course I love you, my darling. Of course I do. How have you got to this conclusion?" Well, the Proclaimers said they would walk 500 miles to be there at your door. Obviously talking about a girlfriend, whereas you won't even walk to the chip shop to get me some chips. So I said, "Well, I'm sure the Proclaimers wouldn't walk 500 miles if they had a girlfriend that looked like you. Now it's your turn to go and get the chips." Now, you must have looked long and hard to find a humorous quote from Friends. Can fat acceptance be photographed? A large toilet roll unzipped his trousers and sat down to inspect the merchandise. To enjoy it. Five Live this morning, this place which kind of hunts down paedophiles on the internet, and some of them do this by going online, pretending to be a paedophile, chatting to a few fellow pedos, and then bash arresting them. But one of the questions from Nikki Campbell was, "Do you pretend to be a 13-year-old girl online?" Fucking weird questions that. Why a 13-year-old girl as well? Why a girl? It's quite random. And do you often pretend to be a 12-year-old slightly fat ginger boy from Worcester? No. Okay. Do you... So they've got to be careful there. I mean, how do they know the person hunting for the paedophiles isn't a closet paedophile? There's a danger there. Need someone to watch the watcher, I think is the case here. Oh, horrible job to do. Jesus. Oh, it's like Chris Morris-like, the questioning from Nikki Campbell on this paedophile subject. He said, "Yesterday we looked at a kind of a soft, blurred, pornographic image of a young girl. I was disgusted. I don't know how you do it. But I noticed that you were looking at this, at the objects around the girl and not really the girl herself." Yes, Nikki, I don't really like looking at children. And we're not... Obviously the clue's all around her, you bloody Burke. Then he asked her, do you go home at night and hit the scotch? Is that how you cope? La 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 la, you're a peanut. La 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 la, you're a peanut. Goes the Iggy. Okay, listeners, listen up. The Hosk wants 100 subscribers. And what the Hosk wants, the Hosk gets. To help you subscribe, obviously people who listen to it have already probably subscribed, or maybe you haven't, maybe listened the first time, and now's the time to subscribe. Look, come on, let's pull together, everyone. Just give it to you. Let's get your kids going on. If you're at work, go on someone's computer, subscribe quickly, and then come back, hide. Let's just do a few tricks to get it up there and beyond, you know. If you're worried about it, it has a bit of swearing, well, kids, fucking hell, they know more swear words than adults, than all the adults put together. That's just one kid knows more swear words than at least 50 adults. So they're not going to be shocked by that, and they've got to learn to swear sometime. Why not let the Hosky help them out? They'll need to learn when to use them, the right kind of aggression to put in certain words. You know, I'll bring them on. Send it to your parents, your mum and dad. They'd pretty like a little chuckle on Hosks and his exciting lifestyle. So come on, let's do this. Fucking shit. Exactly, J-Lo's not going to touch his knob, darling. Hey, just remember that. The Hosk has been to Tesco's, and it's quite weird when you go to Tesco's, because you just keep buying things you don't want or need, and then you often buy twice as many of them, because they're 2-for-1, or something like that. Or 3-buy-2-get-1-free. But why do you want 3 of these things you didn't want in the first place? They're just devious. The only things I like buying is kind of like fresh bread, a little muffin or two, and I like the little deli counter thing, but the rest of it, I get annoyed by buying these things that I don't really want. But what interests me when you go to Tesco's, actually, is this: you see the freakiest goddamn people on the planet. I mean, shit, holy fuck, where do they come from? How come I never see these freaks in the day? What, are they hiding in their caves? Or what, you know, I mean, they're just some of the weirdest, ugliest people I've ever seen. It looks like some kind of like a load of extras from a zombie film have all just wandered in to my local Tesco's. I always wonder what the hell they do in the day. Is there some kind of lots of jobs that involve disappearing all day and only appearing on Sunday afternoons in Tesco's? Because that's what they must do. And you also get little characters in there. Like, I saw this old women in Tesco's, they just push their carts. Don't worry. The same way they don't worry about offending people and swearing and being racist and insulting anyone, is this, they use this same kind of tactic in Tesco's. They just push their trolley straight forward, never stopping. If you're in the way, bosh, you get whacked. And then they kind of keep doing it, not even really apologising, keep doing it until they get round for all the shop and have done their stuff. You also get poor bloke being nagged to death by angry wife. I just saw that. Oh, this woman, the face on it, you could not believe. But she was going, meow, 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 meow. It wasn't like, I couldn't even make out the words. It was just the meow, 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 meow. There's like, oh man, little knives in the ear, that was. Not daggers from the eyes, daggers from mouth to ear. Even I was getting annoyed, and she wasn't even nagging me. I feel the same. Just do what the fuck she says, alright? Don't argue. Clearly you can't win with this one. Say you're wrong. Whatever it is. You also get those people who are just bursting to get round really quickly. I mean, you're not going to get round Tesco's any quicker. You just gotta, it has like a, you know, slow walking pace, that'll get round. There's no point speeding up, it's like a motorway. We're all stuck in traffic, and if we all just go about 40 miles an hour, we'll get there in a good speed. But if you speed up, stop, put the brakes on, left, right, erratic, you just causing pile-ups. I don't like those people either. Of course, then, you've got other people I hate, the dawdlers, who just walk around, kind of taking up as much space as they can, fucking looking at all this food. Just, you know what you want, pick it up, put it in the bloody trolley, and let's get going, alright? We're not enjoying this, it's not fun, let's get it over and done with a little bit quicker. I don't mean sprint around, but let's just, you know, keep the pace going. The final thing in Tesco's is Bags for Life. Now, I love the idea for Bags for Life, but the execution is crap from me, because I buy them, and then I come back, unpack my stuff, put them in the cupboard, and then never, ever bring them back to use them again. I mean, it's not Bags for Life, it's just, for me, it's a very expensive bag for one trip, and then not used again. So what I'm going to do, I've got a plan. I bought a couple today, and I'm going to unpack the stuff and put them in my car. So next time, I'll know. Although, you know what's going to happen. I'll get here, go around Tesco's, come out, put my stuff in the boot, and go, oh, fucking hell, they're the Bags for Life. Why didn't I use them? I've yet to ever use a bag for life again. It's my mission in the next 10 years.
Well, sometimes when I'm with a guy, I wish he'd tie me up with red licorice ropes and then spank me, and then he'd eat the rope, and then he'd free me, and then we'd make love with a Philharmonic played bolero, and then
we'd listen to Husk's Half Hour.
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 Hour. Hour. Hour.
Some lyrics for those rocking reverend songs.
Jesus, it's a crush on fire. Come to the church and play the Messiah.
Cause Jesus, he sets a push on fire. You come to the church and pay for the Messiah. Said, yo, Muhammad, put down the bomb. Come to church and we'll all get along. We'll sing hymns with lovely verses. Better than your brothers ending up in hearses. Hey, people, I feel your pain. Now don't you listen to all the devil's gubbing. You come to the church, you come with me and I'll give you church love. See kids being evil and dogging. It's a damn shame they should have JC in their noggin. I see kids being evil and dogging. Hey kids, get Jesus in your noggin. Church of England is the place to be. They've got God, the Christians and the big JC. Every Sunday the preacher starts rapping, and at the end the comedian starts clapping.
Wow! Wow!
Woo! It's something you weren't expecting.
It's a random fact for you. I was reading Observer Sport about this gymnast, and she said that to stop her leotard riding up her ass crack, she sellotapes it, or some kind of sellotaping is involved, because when you're performing gymnastics and you try and tug leotard out of ass crack, you lose points on style. A bit harsh, and you know, really, that's what the crowd want. They want to see that bit of tugging, sexual leotard from bottom. You know, that's what they want, I think. So I think they should actually get extra points for that. But that's one of the tactics involved in Olympic gymnastics, if you ever go down that route. Just a little tip for you. She also said she's got a six-pack, and every time, like, she gets a new boyfriend and they see it, they then start challenging her to arm wrestles. Don't fully understand the, oh, she's got a strong stomach. But obviously, most blokes haven't got a six-pack. They go, oh, that bugger's got a strong stomach. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll arm wrestle to sort this out. Who's the strongest, shall we? She should go, no, let's have a sit-up competition. Oh, what is, she should just easy win it easy. Let's do the splits. And then the blokes go, oh, no, I'm not playing. Actually, I'm not, don't feel, not playing the stupid game. Stupid. Just grow up, will you? Bloody six-pack, you. You can probably tell I've never got out of a go with a six-pack. What the fuck? And do you know what my girlfriend said the other day? Do you know what? She said, Hosky? And I said, yes, my dear, yes. So, did we actually win the war? What war is that then, my love? You know, the World War. The second one? There was two? Yeah. Did we win that one? Yes, we did. Why do you ask? Well, I thought we lost. I thought Chris Waddle missed the penalty. That wasn't the World War. That was the World Cup. Oh. Well, what happened in the World War then? Well, we won in extra time. Very close contest, though. Really. Excellent wing play. Did Michael Owen play? Oh, no. It was before then. It was Gary Lineker was up front. Barnsley on the wing. Crosses it in. Lineker. Bouncing bomb. Bosh. Adolf can't save it. End of the game. Golden goal, that tournament. That's nice, then, isn't it? Yes, indeed.
There's something funny's going on here.
It's a show on telly called Penis Envy, and about these blokes with little knobs going, ooh, wish my knob was bigger. And then they got the show with these two dudes, and it goes, we've given Paul the penis stretching device. I mean, that sounds painful. And it looked bloody painful. Had springs and weights. And then they interview this bloke, and he says, well, I've got, you know, I'm a very competitive person. If I'm next to someone in the shower and they've got a bigger cock, then I want a cock bigger, faster and quicker than his. Now, here, really, firstly, you shouldn't be looking at other blokes' knobs in the shower. Just clean yourself up and keep your eyes focused on your own body, please. Secondly, you may want to be bigger, but faster and quicker? Do you really want that? If someone said to you, here, we'll give you a massive knob, but it's faster and quicker, you'd then go, wait a minute, last time I checked, sex wasn't a race. So sprinting off like Linford Christie isn't going to be very helpful in the bedroom. In fact, you might get more complaints from having a quick, fast, big knob than you would maybe a slower, smaller one. I don't know, any complaints in the knobule area is pretty bad. You know, if you get a complaint, that's kind of, there's no real comeback. I think that's the end of it. There's not much else you can do, is there? You can't stretch it bigger. If she does ever get any, if you get any complaints, just say, look, how do you know you haven't got a massive fanny? Hey, not many people mention that, do they? It's all about the knob size. No one's going, wait a minute, what if you've just got a huge fanny and my penis is normal size? It just looks smaller when put in such a large area. Bit like Beadle's hand. You know, his cocks look big, look massive in the one hand, fairly small on the other.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Just heard the news that John Prescott suffered from bulimia for 10 years. Now, I'm not entirely sure. I always thought bulimics were kind of on the skinny side. I'm thinking maybe he's a half bulimic. He scoffed all the food and then kind of forgot to be sick. I kind of do that. It's just that the being sick part, I think, oh, no, I don't think so. I only get to that stage once you've scoffed all the cakes and pies and stuff and punched a few voters.
But forget my letter in this house. Lord, I'm in front of my head, page 3, go to my plot. Never swear in front of none, so you're fine. In a gay bar.
Right, let's have a bit of sun letters for you. title of this one is Dot killed sex. Oh, he's watching EastEnders, saw Dot Cotton, and that's it. Can't get a stiffy ever again. Bloody hell, should sue the BBC. It's not really that. It's Tot killed sex. Initially, I thought it's like some kind of, I don't know, baby-related evilness. Some kind of Damien child walked in, killed sex. They were trying to shag a tot, and but then I read it. I thought, oh, here we go. Is the wife's not, doesn't feel like sex after the birth. Oh, she's off it, not doing her wifely deed. But then, it's a bit more amusing than that. He says, oh, no, we're both 28. Our son is 1 year old now. We've not made love since he was born. Oh, yeah, there you go. He was there at the birth and says what he saw has put him off sex for life. So this is a bit of a reversal twist. Instead of the woman being up, it's the man, after seeing her pop a child out of a fanny. He's thought, fuck, that's it. I'm not going near that beast again. Oh, hey, good old sun readers. Love them.
Professor, I know something has happened, but have you ever seen
comedy quite as funny as this before?
No, not yet.
Right, I've just been making my dinner, curry today. I was putting a bit of Uncle Dave's insanity sauce in there. Now this baby comes in a coffin. It's that bloody deadly. Comes in its own coffin. Now I'll give you advice. Some advice here. Any sauce that comes in its own coffin should be treated with respect. Because this baby packs a powerful punch. On the label it says, do not give to pregnant people or people with heart conditions. Now that's what I'm talking about. A bit of danger foods. I don't go to dinner just calmly. I go in thinking this might be my last meal and I could kill myself if I've got a heart condition and don't know. Hey, and that is exciting. Living on the edge, I think you call that. Anyway, I've been chopping this stuff for the curry, put this hot sauce in, then I was about to went to the toilet, about to get the big fella out, actually. About to get him out, and then I thought, whoa, stop, almost hot-cocked myself, which is when you chop chilies and whatever, then go and touch a piece of your body, and then you soon get the hot, tingling sensation of the real burn. Luckily, I washed my hands and avoided the catastrophe, but just a warning to you out there, don't hot-cock yourself.
A group of mining engineers were prospecting for copper. What they unearthed was a story that was to terrorize the whole world.
It was a husk story.
Hello, my name is Trevor Gould, and I'll be singing today. I mean, I've always wanted to be a singer, ever since I was a little boy, and I saw Frank Sinatra singing, and I thought, oh, I'd love to be like that, because he's a fantastic talent. So then I went to singing lessons, but, you know, I really started to enjoy life once I entered the karaoke in the local pub, and I was singing, and they were going, yeah, and they're like, whoa, and, you know, oh, it was such a buzz, because it's on stage, that's where I become alive. I really feel the energy coming at me, coming out of me, exploding. Which makes it a bit of a shame that I can't sing for bloody toffee. I'm completely crap. Life's a bitch sometimes, isn't it?
Stand by to check interior radiation.
Hold it, look!
Oh my god, Husk's off hours on!
The hell with radiation, let's go!
Today, the Husk has been going through his paperwork. Oh, boring. When I say paperwork, I just mean going through the mail I get. I haven't opened, like, phone bills, bank things, other bill, letters addressed to me. So I know no one sent me anything important. So what you do, though, is you put it all, maybe in a little plastic bag, and you put it all in one place, and think, oh, I'm going to do it. It'll be easier if I just do it all in one go. That's the plan, and I'll just be like many weeks of not doing it, 1 week and we do it. Then it gets to that day, and you think, okay, I'll do it. And then there's this fucking mounted bloody letters and paper, and you think, oh, fucking hell. What, do I have to have done this for ages?
I note to self, never leave paperwork 2 months later down the line. Otherwise, it's going to be a big, big, boring load of stuff. Look, but to make it more fun, I bought a paper shredder. So I get like important documents, my phone bill with name and address, and I shred it. Doesn't work, still boring. It's a little bit of excitement. But then the paper thing getting jammed. Come on, you in fact, it makes it a lot more harder. Not who thought that would make it more exciting? Who's going to be going through my bins to get my details? I have enough pain putting the bins out. It's full of horrible shit. Who's going to go through there and get the details? I just know one. That's who. Anyway, in fact, we've done it now. 9 o'clock Sunday. Finished it.
All right, Geezer, will you just cipher this, please? What is it? It's a bloody comedy, you slag.
Listen, Your Honour, she came up to me and said, well, firstly, she was dressed very provocatively. She had a short skirt on, no knickers, a top that was very low, if you know what I mean. She came up and grabbed my bollocks. And it's not my fault I reacted to this. Well, not just me, my bollocks and penis reacted. And then we both had sex, but with each other, two consenting adults. I mean, I can't, that's not, how do you, why is that illegal? No, she wanted it. She was asking for it.
Yes, but prostitution is illegal. Guilty.
Scream if you want the comedy to go faster. 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 Faster.
Today I typed Leonard Nimoy into Google. You know, as you do, probably every now and again. You think, I wonder what the Nimoy is up to. Let's have a quick check. So I typed it in, and what came back was like, you get like web links, but they get these pictures at the top in Google. And there was a picture of like 8 fat chicks doing a sort of naked, doing a kind of ring-a-ring-a Rosie style dancing in a big ring. I thought, oh dear, what has Nimoy been up to? What the hell? So I clicked on it, and then it brought back kind of a discussion on titled, "It is not logical to shun fat chicks." And what the bloody hell's going on? I mean, it's not logical. Of course it's logical. Fat chicks probably going to die sooner. They're obesely fat. So that's, if you're looking for a mate, it's logical to shun them for their skinnier counterparts. Huh? Of course, if you're out looking for a shag, then it is illogical to shun fat chicks if you're getting desperate later on in the evening and all their skinnier counterparts have been taken. Then you get one of those larger ladies. Because, no, not only are they there to compensate for being fatties and not front of the queue in the selection dance in nightclubs, they make up for it for being wilder in the bedroom. Bubbly personalities. And probably good cooks. So then it is logical, as Spock would say. But what's it got to do with the bloody Nimoy, old Spockmeister? Well, he's got a new book called The Full Body Project, where it's full, I'm reading it, full of full-figured, fun gals and just having pictures of them. Someone describes it as seeing Monica on Friends when she goes back to like her childhood and she's really fat. Because they're all quite large fatties. So obviously he's a Nimoy, is what is known in the trade as a chubby chaser. And he's got his book to show how lovely the lard-ass fatty form is. Oh, and we've got a joke from Friends. Oh, good God. The bloke says, only a Monica and Friends who, after some tubby pictures of herself, had come to light, said, the camera adds £10. And Chandler replies, how many cameras were on you? He must have looked long and hard to find a humorous quote from Friends. Nimoy's book is something that's known as the Fat Acceptance Project. And Nimoy challenges us, chastises us, in fact. How dare we be attracted to the attractive? In his book, he notes that average American woman weighs 25% more than models selling the clothes. And a few women apparently weigh 300% more than models. Yeah, fucking whoopee. How did he get a gig? Got an idea for a book. Have you? Wow, why is it? I photograph loads of chubbers naked. Didn't sound amazing. I reckon actually he said I just photograph loads of larger ladies tastefully dressed. Probably just went, well, who's going to fucking buy that? I tell you what, if you photograph them naked, loads of those pervert chubby chasers will buy. I'll agree to that, alright? Well, the best bit of the article is the quotes, the comments. some people... This book, this is from Marty. This book I can truly say I'm delighted to own. It's full of beautiful women who are having an incredible amount of fun. A contrast between the photo on the cover of the book and the supermodel photo that inspired it. It's like comparing gemstones to a thin plastic imitations. From Eric, this is... Leonard Nimoy is a pioneer. I'll just add here that I do not think Leonard Nimoy pioneered... I don't think he pioneered photographing naked fatties. I think you'll find there's ample publications with those larger ladies in. He's done great service by bringing awareness to the standards of beauty that our society accepts. I'm very touched by the way in which he directed his talents to bring this message to the people. From a fatty, no doubt. So Robert says, can fat acceptance be photographed? What does that mean, even? Not judging by this book, the gestures of dancing fat ladies hint at it. But when they rest, they seem as though they're seen through the misanthropic photo filter. This bloke's put a bit of thought into it. He could have celebrated their forms and curves, but he leaves alone the unfamiliar topography of the amply proportioned. Distance purple mountains are no less than trivia through the eye of a Landsat, and these women, so photographed, are just mere pimples on a map. What? If you were expecting pictures such as the one that captured sensuous silvers, a woman bringing her knee to her forehead, emphasising her dead elegant curve of her leg, you won't find them here. This bloke is an owner of a copy of Shekinah. I've been looking forward to receiving my copy of the Full Body Project. As soon as it arrived, I got a cup of coffee and sat down to go through the book. Right, I personally, when he says he got a cup of coffee, I'm actually thinking he got a large toilet roll, unzipped his trousers and sat down to inspect the merchandise, to enjoy it. He says he's a bit disappointed in one area. There does seem to be a fair amount of blank pages. That is a bit disappointing when you get a book expecting naked chubbers and you just get a load of blank pages. This person says we shouldn't really celebrate such obesity. She's fine being happy the way she looks. She has a pot belly herself. These aren't full-bodied, because they're eating healthy, balanced meal of grains, fruit and vegetables. No. She says, what's more frightening is how ignorant many physicians are of these issues of overweight people. I have high blood pressure, so my doctor immediately wanted to put me on pills. I said, shouldn't we try to find out what's causing it? What about the symptoms? She looked away in shock and couldn't believe I didn't want the magic pill. I mean, isn't it obvious what's causing your high blood pressure? You're fucking overweight! What do you want the doctor to do about that? Exactly.
Wakey wakey, you've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
And do you know what my girlfriend said the other day? Do you know what? She said, Hosky? And I said, yes, my dear, yes. So, did we actually win the war? What war is that then, my love? You know, the World War. The second one? There was two? Yeah. Did we win that one? Yes, we did. Why do you ask? Well, I thought we lost. I thought Chris Waddle missed the penalty. That wasn't the World War. That was the World Cup. Oh. Well, what happened in the World War then? Well, we won in extra time. Very close contest though, really. Excellent wing play. Did Michael Owen play? Oh no. It was before then. It was Gary Lineker was up front. Barnsley on the wing, crosses it in. Lineker, bouncing bomb, bosh. Adolf can't save it. End of the game. Golden goal that tournament. That's nice then, isn't it? Yes, indeed.
Yo, Depp, check out my comedy.
I get a word a day email, and sometimes you think, why have they invented this word? Like today I got polyglot, means really someone who can speak several languages. What happens? Did they get bored of saying, oh, you know that bloke, you can speak several languages? Did they have to keep saying that, and then thought, oh, should we just make up a word so that we'll know they can speak lots of languages? Well, I suppose you could do, but then if you use it to anyone else apart from us two here, then you'll have to explain it to them, which means you'll be using more words than you originally were using anyway. But at least we'll look clever. Ah, good point. Put it in. Polyglot. My parents are both polyglots. They speak 5 Indian languages each. I speak 7. And I would encourage... awesome. So use the word and then explain it anyway.
All right, mate, here's the Hoskinator.
In the mix, non-stop.
So sit back, relax, and listen to some comedy.
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 Whilst my girlfriend is away in Barcelona on a hen night, hen do, hen weekend, call it what the hen you like, I'm at home, Saturday night, still suffering from a hangover, watching Cable Guy. Life can be so fucking unfair. Cable Guy, it is crap, but it makes me laugh, because it's just so shit. I don't know, Jim Carrey looks like a kind of child, just running around, pulling faces and stuff. God, he's so annoying in it. I reckon the script was just nothing. It said, Kerry, do something funny here. And he's there going... Just, like, I call it on my Robin Williams mode. Really annoying stuff. The bit I like, though, in it is when they go to the medieval bar thing, and then they get up and start fighting, and he's doing a reference in, like, the Star Trek when Spock fighting Kirk. Fighting. Jim, we must fight seriously, or they will kill us both. That's the only good bit in Cable Guy. Cable Guy. Cable Guy. Cable Guy. Cable Guy. Cable Guy. Who has filled in a form which says, yes, I masturbate all the time. I was watching a bit of comedy last night. Man stroke woman. It sounds good. Unfortunately, isn't that good. I think it's a couple's humour. That in itself sounds a bit wanky. And it's a three-man, three-woman formation. But the weakness is that the sketches aren't that funny, which in a sketch show is kind of fundamental. I reckon you probably get like one in seven that are funny. Some of it was like girl humour, where the girl was at a speed dating and she sort of hysterically said, oh, why don't you want to see me? Why don't you see me? I think we have to break up because you're not giving me enough room or something, which I don't know, maybe that's funny. I didn't find it very amusing, so. Man stroke woman, I would recommend you not watching. Do something else for that half hour. Go and make sweet love to your girlfriend or someone else's if you haven't got one.
Here I come to save the day. That means
a Hoskery
is on the way.
Hosktels. No, that's not places for you. A temporary accommodation for you when you visit new cities.
Keep right, you fucker.
Some little rocking reverend song.
Jesus, it's a bush on fire. Come to the church, baby, the Messiah.
Yeah, that's right, because Jesus, he says a bush on fire. You come to the church, a paper, the Messiah. I said, yo, Muhammad, put down the bomb. I've come to church, we'll all get along. We'll sing hymns with lovely verses. Better than your brothers and nothing verses. Hey, people, I feel your pain. Now don't you listen to all the devil's gutting. You come to the church, you come with me and I'll give you church loving. I see kids being evil and dogging. It's a damn shame, they should have JC in their noggin. I see kids being evil and dogging. Hey kids, you get Jesus in your noggin. Church of England is the place to be. They got God, the Christians are the big JC. Every Sunday the preacher starts rapping, and at the end the communion starts clapping. Of course, I always knew he had a problem. From a young age he was different from the others, from the other children of his own age. He used to run around sniffing asses. Give him something, he'd run off and hide it. He got very excited, and they would try and steal food off other children's plates. He could never really talk much, but we thought they didn't start talking that early. It wasn't until he was about three that someone told me he was a dog.
What bally fun it is to drive around the streets looking at the people of Birmingham. I do enjoy it. The other day I saw a white-haired fellow crossing the road. Oh, great days. You can't get those back once you're gone.
Where did the accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're get fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly. sleeve.
It's not fucking forcing my arm.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
Don't hot cock yourself.
Yes, as he's there.
He must have looked long and hard to find a humorous quote from Friends.
Blokes with little knobs going, ooh, wish my knob was bigger.
The penis stretching device. The penis stretching device.
The penis stretching device. The penis stretching device.
I type fatties and not front of the queue in the selection dance in nightclubs.
Jim, we must fight seriously or they will kill us both.
Okay, blokes with little knobs going, ooh, wish my knob was bigger.
Do you pretend to be a 13-year-old girl online?
So obviously he's a Nimoy, is what is known in the trade as a chubby chaser.
On a hen night, hen do, hen weekend.
Call it what the hen you like.
That's just one kid knows more swear words than at least 50 adults. What were, are they hiding in their caves?
Leonard Nimoy pioneered. I don't think he pioneered photographing naked fatties.
But these women aren't fob pop. The face on it, you could not believe. But she...
Any complaints in the nobule area is